The Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes on Friday published the story of an 11-year-old boy who was confined to a psychiatric ward for 6 months after the court found his mother unfit to care for him and he refused to see his father. For most of that time, he was allowed to see his mother for only an hour a week and was kept in harsh institutional conditions despite the fact that he is completely healthy, mentally and physically. What's more, Alan is not the only child in the country who has been institutionalized because of his parents' problems. There may in fact be dozens of such cases, and parents whose children have been involuntarily institutionalized are now preparing a lawsuit against the state. Earlier today I spoke with Clara Trubacheva, who heads the Child Protection Office of the Ministry of Labor and Social Affairs, who told me more about the case of Alan and the general problem in the Czech Republic that it points to.
The problem was that there was some problem in the relationship of the mother and father of Alan, and the social workers decided to place Alan into the institution because they consider this as a neutral environment for him to be able to assess his situation and to decide if he wants the contact with the father or not.
And his mother was an unsuitable provider?
No, she was a suitable provider. Yeah, this is the problem. The father asked the local authority what they can do for him. It was probably like this, you know. But the problem is that the situation was so difficult, and the social workers, we don't know why they decided to put the child into the institution.
Are there other children in similar situations in the Czech Republic, and do we have any idea how many?
We don't have the exact statistic. We know the number or the total number of children placed into the institutions, but we do not follow the reasons. We know that the main reasons for the placing the children into institutions are the reasons of social reasons, the poverty, the economic reasons, or some behavior problem. But I can say that this is the number is growing of the children placed to the neutral environment because some experts say that the child is without the influence of any of the parents, so it's possible to have some, I don't know, another point of view to the situation, which of course is nonsense.
And so what do you believe needs to be changed in what way?
Yes, we think that the first step which we are undertaking is to change the legislation, and we hope that in the future it will not be allowed to place children into the institutions. For example, the children who are younger than 3 years, they cannot be, it should be abandoned.
Well, what can be done for children in cases, unlike Alan, in cases where the mother is, for example, unsuitable or unable to care for the child and the child doesn't want to see the father or the father is also unsuitable? What can be done for such children?
For the children, we really need to have the network of specialized services for such a cases. You know, the services like prevention services, direct work with families, where the experts will be coming into the families and help them to cope with the situation and not to place the child somewhere else and see what will happen.
That was the head of the Child Protection Office of the Ministry of Labor and Social Affairs, Clara Trubacheva. This is Radio Prague.